The spectrum auction, a complicated and rigorous 3-year-plus process, was driven by the nation's wireless telephone services, who, back in 2012, prevailed on Congress to help them find and acquire additional bandwidth. And over its 35-year history, explains CEO Nancy Dobbs, KRCB has systematically bought up whatever was available locally.
I remember a staff person used to say, Nancy never saw a spectrum that she didn't like. So whenever we could acquire it or hold on to it or grow it, that's exactly what we've done. Spectrum is very valuable.
How valuable? Wireless buyers will pay nearly $72 million for KRCB to move its television signal to another frequency.
The number caught us very much by surprise, and the suddenness with which the FCC decided to announce it was also a surprise.
But, as Dobbs hastens to explain, that's not all a giant windfall.
We will have to make a significant change in our engineering, our technological plant will have to be changed. So there'll be new equipment that needs to be purchased and installed, and television equipment is very expensive. A number of years ago, the federal government stopped providing any funding for public media equipment. So this will help bolster and repair and replace our very aging infrastructure.
Whatever is left after those changes and upgrades are completed will go into an endowment to support station operations into the future, which could prove to be critical insurance.
There is conversation in Washington about cutting federal funding for public media. If that happens, that would mean a loss of $500,000 a year to KRCB. So the interest off an endowment will help replace those funds if that in fact happens, or help just bolster going forward the mission of public media.
Dozens of television stations, both public and commercial, took part in the auction, which was brokered by the FCC and was ultimately worth more than $19 billion. KRCB received a larger payout than many other stations because of its unique location, explains Larry Stratton, the station's chief engineer and COO.
The station is poised between two larger markets, the San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose market, and the Sacramento market. For the FCC to be able to clear that spectrum and auction it off to the wireless bidders, KRCB on that particular channel became more of a necessity. One term that came out early on was that TV stations may be sitting on beachfront property. My take on it is that KRCB had beachfront property on two oceans.
The resulting tactical changes that KRCB will now have to make won't be noticeable for most viewers, Stratton says, and are hard to predict for those over-the-air viewers who will be affected.
People who have cable and satellite carriage won't notice any difference. Over-the-air viewers will likely notice some difference. We're not exactly sure what that difference is going to be and what viewers will notice a difference. It really depends on their specific location and their specific electromagnetic noise environments.
The details of those effects won't become clear until the new equipment is operational sometime in mid-2019. The television spectrum auction will have no bearing at all on KRCB radio. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.